Okay, and we're back. Somebody came up to me at the break, by the way, and pointed out something very interesting, made an interesting comment, that they thought that they were going to get the most benefit from talking to my colleagues. And he pointed out that even though he found meeting, shaking the hands, and talking to these incredibly powerful, wealthy, successful, happy people, and listening to them and talking to them, he said he actually found he was getting more benefit and an increase in belief that this works from talking to other members or other, many of you, the other people that are here in the seminar learning this for the first time. And there's a reason for that, because when you start actually listening to other people and getting their first impressions as well, you can see that you're not the only person thinking these things. You're being amazed by this material, sometimes skeptical of this material, but excited to see if this material really works. So it's really interesting to see what's going to happen tonight and tomorrow and over the next couple of weeks for you, because when you start applying this in real life, and you're going to see how it's going to change, how things in your life are going to change, because you're going to be making some changes. Remember, if you want things in your life to change, whether it's your finances, your relationships, your health, your weight, the way you feel, if you want things in your life to change, you're going to have to change things in your life. You can't continue to think the way you've always thought. You can't continue to believe like you've always believed. You can't continue to do all the same things. Waking up at the same time, eating the same foods, doing the same routines, saying the same words, thinking the same thoughts, hanging out with the same people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you're going to see some tremendous changes. And by the way, somebody grabbed me at the break and said, "Did you call him King?" Yes. Well, the official title is Royal Highness. But we know each other, and it's kind of that's how I refer to him. But yes, you should be calling him Royal Highness. But in this setting, we're a little more informal. And again, I'm very particularly pleased that, again, these individuals took time out of their schedules, because I know the importance of this, not just for you and the people listening to the CDs, but we all agree, we think that getting this knowledge out to more people who can start using it to better their own lives will better the world in general. We're really excited to be part of this. We think it's an incredible mission, and sharing this information and getting you to grasp onto it and apply it, we think is going to be very, very helpful to not only you as individuals, but also all of your respective countries where you come from and the world as a whole. All right, so let's carry on, shall we? So, at this point, you should understand how it works. It being the procedure, the technique on how to make whatever you want happen in your life, how to get whatever you want. Now, the interesting thing is, in the training balance scale, if you notice, we haven't talked about the how. We haven't talked about techniques or procedures, because those are completely irrelevant. When you understand law of attraction and you understand that your thinking is what creates it in your life, the how becomes completely irrelevant. Because the fact of the matter is, if you're desiring a Cadillac, and if I were to ask you, how are you going to get it? There may be no rational, logical, visible explanation on how you could possibly get this new Cadillac. Or if your desire is to pay off all your credit cards and to get out of debt, and if I were to ask you, how do you expect to do that? You may look on your radar screen of everything you know in your life, and you can say, there isn't a how. Based on what's on my radar screen, there is categorically no way on God's green earth for me to get out of debt. If you say, I want to lose 40 pounds, you may say, listen, I've tried every diet in the world. And on my radar screen, if you would ask me how I'm going to do this, I have no willpower. My metabolism's low. My thyroid doesn't work properly. Everybody in my family's overweight. I've tried to lose weight before. I hate exercise. I love to eat. There's no way I can see my, I could, there's no way I can tell you, no rational, logical explanation of how I'm going to get out of debt. If you're looking to get a better job, you can say, based on my skills, I have no college education. Based on all the facts, there's no way. The economy in my community is terrible. Based on all the facts, nobody's hiring. Based on all the facts, I've already been fired from 3 jobs, have a terrible resume. Based on all the facts, you could say there's no rational way that I could explain to you why I will get a better job, a better high paying job, a more fulfilling job. I cannot tell you how that could possibly happen. And that's the point. Because you're looking on your radar screen, and when you look in your radar screen, there's no rational reason. But when you understand how this works, that when you fire off from your brain and transmit a frequency of what you want, law of attraction will make the thousands of variables from the economy, from your job, your boss, your company situation, everything is in play and everything is moving. And all the things, 99.9% of all the stuff is off your radar screen anyway. You can't see it. You can't even imagine it. And there are trillions of bits of data and information and variables and situations and coincidences and circumstances and people that are off your radar screen that are being affected by your thought. So when you put that thought out there, when you put out that vibrational frequency of what you want with power and intensity, with consistent duration of transmission, it will create everything to start moving in a manner which you could not comprehend. Even the highest mathematical genius in the world couldn't figure it out. The pattern, the synergy, the coordinating of movements, you couldn't figure it out, but the universe does, because law of attraction says that which you put out, the vibration you put out, will attract that vibration back. It's the law of attraction, and everything will start shifting and moving, and provided you have no doubt, which is belief, provided you have no doubt, which means you have high belief that it's going to happen, and you are sitting in a place of expectation as if it's already happened, then it comes flying into you at record-breaking speed. And we'll come in at the right point, the best point for you. So when you understand how it works, that everything is a vibration, our brain transmits and receives, and whatever you put out, scientists have proven that it affects physical matter, which proves that it works. When you understand how it works and why it works, and that it works every day in your life, that's when you start increasing your level of belief. This is why understanding how it works and why it works is so important. And that's why going back to the 5 basics, the 4 basics, which is who do you listen to, teachability index, training balance scale, and understanding that you are going to have to initially use conscious competence, which means apply this consciously with some effort initially, until it gets to unconscious competence, which means it's happening automatically, and then it's happening absolutely effortlessly. You also now know the basic, and I call it the basic procedure, which you can do anytime, any place, anywhere to get anything you want. The basic procedure which can allow you to be, do, or have anything and everything you want. And that basic procedure, to recap, is 1, define specifically what you want. Define your dream. Define your goal. Define your desire. Define what you want. You can do it three ways. You can define it specifically, in great detail, generally, or just feeling good. Now, somebody asked me, which is better? And the answer is, specific, quantifiable things that you want is good. I want a particular watch. I want a particular car. Some things are fine to be specific, but you should focus all your attention on specific, in great detail, goals. And I know you're all saying, but that's not what all the goal books say. They say you need to be very, very specific. Yeah, I know, they're all wrong. You can be very specific on some things, but generally it's much better that if you're not specific. And I'm going to explain why in a minute. The second best is to be general. I want a new car. I want a nice luxury car. That's better than being so specific. And I'm going to tell you why in a minute. And the best way is to not have any specific thing that you want, but that you let the universe give you what is going to give you the best feeling. And the reason is this, and I'll give you an example. Joe meets Mary, and Mary is a beautiful girl who's fantastic. Mary is single, Joe is single, and Joe decides that Mary is the perfect girl for him. But Mary is kind of lukewarm. She's not that interested in Joe. But Joe says, I'm going to use this technique to get what I want. So he defines what he wants. I want Mary to fall in love with me. I want Mary to be my wife. I want Mary. I want Mary. I want Mary. So he uses the technique and he defines what he wants. He puts out that vibration with power and intensity. He has a burning desire to have Mary fall in love with him and be his wife. And he uses this technique over and over again, day after day. He's putting duration, he's putting that vibrational frequency out, and he has no doubt in his mind. But what Joe doesn't know is next month, Susie is going to get a job at his office. And Susie is 10 times better for Joe than Mary. Susie is a much better vibrational match. And Susie will make Joe 10 times happier. He doesn't know that because Susie is off his radar screen. So what is a better way for Joe to act and for you to act is this. You don't know what you don't know. Some people think, I looked at a house and I knew that was the house for me and that's the house I wanted. And I'm telling you this, you ain't that smart. Maybe you really like the house. And of all the houses you've seen, maybe it was the best house of the bunch. But maybe there's a better house that you haven't seen yet that's off your radar screen. You went to a restaurant, you love the meal, and you think it's the best restaurant in town. Well, you haven't eaten at every restaurant in town, so you don't know if it's the best restaurant in town, do you? The universe has things outside your radar screen. 99.9% of all the stuff is off your radar screen. And since your main objective is not to get that house, and since your main objective is not to get Mary to fall in love with you, and since your main objective is not to get that particular car, and since your main objective is not to get that specific promotion at your office, and since your specific objective is not to pay off your debt this month, or sell your house this month, or whatever your want is, whatever your desire is, whatever the thing is that is your goal or dream, that's not what you really want. What you want is to feel amazingly good. So let me tell you the better way to use this procedure of defining your dream. The best way is to be general or put in just the feeling of goodness. Example, you're a single man or woman and your goal is to have a relationship because you're going to feel good. And you say, I want a relationship. Fine. So make the objective, if you meet Mary and you think Mary is great, it's better to put out this vibration. Mary seems to be terrific. But I want a wife that makes me so incredibly happy, and I make her so incredibly happy that we're madly in love with each other, we laugh together, we have great sex, we enjoy many of the same things, we enjoy each other's company, and we live a lifelong, happy, fulfilling, satisfying, adventurous, loving, committed, secure, safe relationship. That's what I want. And it may be with Mary, or it may not be with Mary. That's what I want. See, you can clearly define what you want. If you're looking at a house and you see the house of your dreams, you think. You say, this is a wonderful house, but you know, there may be a house that's even better. What I want is I want a home that makes me feel just so safe and secure, that gives me the freedom to enjoy my hobbies, that's big enough so that we can have children and share with a backyard and a place where we can just play and enjoy. And I know that that house will come at the right moment, at the right time into my life. I want to pay off my debt. Here's another example. I want to pay off my debt. You know, maybe paying off my debt this month is great. Maybe paying off 6 months from now is better, or 12 months. I don't know when, but whenever the right time is, my debt's going to be all paid off. I don't know how it's going to happen because the how is off my radar screen. I really don't understand or comprehend how it could happen. But I know it will. I know it will present itself, the how, at the right time, but I don't have to worry about the how. This is how you define your dream in this manner. Question. Timing, yes. You'll notice in my examples, I don't put a time limit on things. And some of you are thinking, but all the goals books that I read, all the guru seminars I went to, they told me that I had to clearly define my dream with specifics and set a time limit on its achievement. And I'm telling you, they're wrong. They're categorically 100% wrong when they say that, because that's not how it works. You're not that smart. You can't put a time limit on things. Now, give me a good example of this. When I was younger, we had, me and some of my friends had philosophies because we were go-getters, you know. And we said, we put the round peg in the square hole. We make it work. Well, as I began to learn this technology, I found that that's the wrong way to do it. If you have a round peg and you're looking at a square hole, yeah, you can figure out a way to put the round peg in the square hole. But if you use this technique, you have round peg and square hole, then put out the technique. You know, I need either a square peg or a round hole. Please deliver that. And then at the right time, at the right moment, when you need it, when it's perfect timing, the universe will deliver. And that's the point. The universe delivers it at the perfect timing. It's because you're ready. When are you ready? When you have no more doubt. Because if you still have doubt, if it comes in, you weren't ready to receive it. It's going to fall apart. It's not going to work anyway. I remember I was trying to sell a house. And I was convinced that this was the time to sell the house. And I was going to use this technique to sell the house right now. And I used a technique and I used a technique and I used a technique. And I'm thinking, it just doesn't feel right as I'm using this technique. I just don't have that. I don't feel like I'm in the sweet spot. I don't feel lined up, but I'm trying to use the technique, but I just don't feel lined up. My desire is kind of weak. My belief is a little bit weak. I'm not lined up, but I'm trying to get lined up and I'm not. And the universe was telling me, now is not the time. So I stopped. I said, I just not get the gut feeling. Everyone around me, all my advisors, saying, now is the time. It must be sold now. We have a limited time limit here. We have a window of opportunity. And everybody was telling me why it was the best time. I'm going, look, I can't line this up. My desire and my belief just is not lined up. When I say lined up, in the sweet spot means what you want, you have a high, intense desire that you want it, and you're so excited about it because your belief level is so high that you're gonna get it, you actually believe you've already got it. You can taste it and smell it, it's right there, and you're happy and excited when you're doing the technique, okay? But I wasn't feeling right, so I put it off. 6 months later, my house was not on the market. My realtor called me up and he said, there's a major Hollywood producer who's looking for property in town. And I had told him about your ranch and the house, but it wasn't on the market. And we just took a drive by it and he fell madly in love with it. He said he's got to have it. He said, the guy is super wealthy. Price is not an object. Now, I had it on the market at the time for, you know, millions of dollars, which I thought was a good price. And I said, well, tell the guy to give me an offer, but it's not on the market. It's going to have to be an insanely high offer for me to accept. Came back that afternoon with an offer $2.5 million more than I had the house on the market. Guess what lined up with me? Selling that house was perfectly lined up. I said, write up the paperwork, we're done. And all my idiotic advisors were all wrong. And my gut intuition, my emotions, which is your monitor, which is your guidance system, which is your regulator, which is your green light, red light, yellow light, your emotions will tell you what to do. They'll tell you when you're lined up. So the technique, the basic procedure is, number one, define what you want. You can be specific. I want that gold Breitling watch with the black alligator band. Nothing wrong with being specific. But you can also be general. You know, I just want a gorgeous watch that I'm really going to enjoy wearing. And it'll present itself at the right time. That's the best way to fire out these desires. Or you can be completely general and saying, you know, there's nothing specific that I want in my life. I just want to feel exhilarated. Or I just want to feel content. Or I just want to feel secure. Or I just want to feel bliss, or I just want to feel nirvana, or I just want to feel love, or I just want to feel laughter and happiness. I want to feel joy. I want to feel like singing. I want to feel like skipping down the sidewalk. You can throw out a feeling, and guess what? The universe will then present itself to you situations and opportunities and people that'll give you that feeling. And when you think about it, this is probably one of the most exciting things because you have absolutely no disappointment and no stress. Because you're not looking at a particular thing, wondering if it's going to come in or not. And you start having doubt creeps in as time goes on. And this way you present life when you wake up and you say, I wonder what exciting opportunities are going to present themselves today. Wow. It's like opening up a Christmas present. Today is like opening up a Christmas present. I know something wonderful is going to be presented in my life. And then I drive down the road and I get a flat tire. And you're thinking, how is that wonderful? Well, I look at it and going, oh, I got a flat tire. When was the last time I got a flat tire? My God, 25 years ago. This is an exciting experience. Maybe I'll meet somebody. Maybe I'll meet somebody new that'll put us in a big business deal. Or maybe I'll meet some wonderful person and share some great experiences and develop a new friendship. Or maybe where I was going, something screwball was going to happen. And maybe I'm being prevented from going further on this road, and maybe it's going to save my life that I got this flat tire. You see, when you start thinking in these ways, life becomes magical. So define your dream. Define exactly what you want. Either be specific, general, or just a feeling. Number two, whatever you're defining, whatever what you want, you must have a burning desire for it, which means a real strong want. Very, very strong want. You have to have high intensity and high amounts of power, because if you have a strong desire for something, the frequency that you're going to be transmitting from your brain is going to have high intensity and high power, and that will create strong magnetic attraction, and then it will come to you much faster. Third, you need to transmit that frequency over a specific duration of time. You can't just do it once for 5 seconds. Now, the question is, how long? Well, should I sit down for an hour a day and just focus on this like a mantra? You know, I want a new car, or I want to pay off my bills, or I want a great relationship. The answer is, you could do that. But none of the people I know, we don't do that. You could. Duration is, remember what Earl Nightingale says, you become or you get what you think about most of the time. So you want to be thinking about this with intensity and power, with 100% belief, and when you think about it, you have to be, when you're beaming out this energy, when you're beaming out this frequency, you have to be feeling good. That's the indicator that you're in the sweet spot. So the duration is, how long do you do it? As often as possible, for as long as possible. If you're driving in a car, you want to be thinking about it and beaming out that energy. And it should make you smile. And it should make you sing. When you're cooking, be thinking about it. Anytime you're in the bathroom, thinking about it. Right before you go to bed, think about it. Right when you wake up, take a minute or two and think about it. When you're brushing your teeth, when you're taking a shower, think about it. More throughout the day, longer is better, and don't worry about the time, when it's going to come. Don't say, I want this new car by Friday. No, you don't know if Friday is the best day for that car, and there are a trillion reasons why it may not be for you. Don't put time limits on it. Don't put pressure and stress on yourself. And the fourth step is, you must believe and have no doubt. The opposite of belief is doubt. If you doubt, which means you're focusing on the how, I want that new car, but I don't know how I'm going to get it. I mean, I don't have any money. I'll probably get laid off from my job. That's doubt. That's lack of belief. No good. You have to have belief. How do you know if you're really in line? In line means, how do you know if your desire is really what's best for you? And how do you know if you have 100% belief? And how do you know if you have strong burning desire? The answer is, when you do this procedure, which is when you think about what you want, which means when your brain is transmitting the frequency with power and intensity, how do you feel? If you have a perfect desire lined up with what's best for you, If you have a burning desire for that desire or that want, and if you have 100% belief or close to it, when you think about what you want, you will feel better. You will start getting excited. It's coming. Christmas is tomorrow. Presents are going to be under the tree with my name on it. And I'm going to open up presents. Yeah, tomorrow. The time's getting closer. You understand? If you feel like that, like, look, it's the 24th of December. Tomorrow's Christmas. I'm getting presents. You know, do you have any doubt? No, it's the 24th. Tomorrow, it's Christmas. You're getting presents. You know that. If it's the day before your birthday, you think, tomorrow's my birthday, I'm getting presents. If tomorrow's paycheck day, I get my paycheck tomorrow. You have no doubt about it. Do you understand? So when you're doing this procedure, new car, better relationship, losing weight, new house, move, whatever. If you're in the sweet spot, you will feel like that. You will start feeling exhilarated. You'll start getting excited with anticipation because you know it's coming. The trick is, don't put the timeline on it. The car is coming. I don't know when. I don't know how. And that's the funny thing. I don't know when. I don't know how. But I just know it is. And I can see myself in it. So the feeling is so exhilarating and so joyful and so happy and so fantastic. When you think about it, when you do this procedure, it's as if you've already got it. That's the key. It's as if you've already got it. So the monitor is, do you feel excited? Do you feel good? Now, if you start feeling bad, that means one of two things. Either A, your want is really not in line with what's in best your best interest. But most of the time, it's because you're starting to doubt. You're starting to doubt. Your belief is going down because you're focusing on the how. Because you're now saying, I don't understand how this is going to happen. You're focusing on your radar screen. You're focusing on the facts. You're focusing on only those things which you can see. And based on what you can see, it won't happen. And it's true. Based on what you can see, based on what's on your radar screen, it won't happen. But we're not interested in what's on the radar screen, since 99% of the stuff that's going to make it happen is off the radar screen. It's completely irrelevant what's on the radar screen. Let me say that again. 99.9% of the things that will take place and happen to cause what you want to come into your life are off the radar screen. You can't see them and you can't even imagine them. You can't even dream of what they are. So what's on the radar screen is completely irrelevant. See, when we're talking with my colleagues here and we're doing something, which means we're creating something. Creating something means we have a want and we're creating it in our life. Whatever it is. When we deal with underlings, which means people who are not part of the society and don't know this, here's how the conversations go. Four of us are sitting around in Barbados. We're talking about doing a business deal where we need $450 million. And we have some of the accountants there and the lawyers there. It's a big meeting. And the accountants are looking at each other and they say, where are we coming up with the $450 million? And the senior guys who are members of the societies who know the technique, we all smile at one another because we really can't talk to them like we talk amongst ourselves. But we say to them, oh, don't worry about the money. And the accountants go, but how are we going to raise the money? Where is it coming from? Don't worry about it. Well, what do you mean don't worry about it? Where is it coming from? Because we can't see, based on our global financial picture, where we can come up with that cash. Don't worry about it. But where is it coming from? Okay, you want to know the real answer? The answer is, we have no freaking clue of where the money's coming from. We have no earthly idea. We can't tell you where the money, as a matter of fact, it looks like there's no possible way that this money's coming in. But don't worry about it, because it will come in when we need it. We're doing the deal, that's it, period. And the accountants look at us like we're insane. We are looking at them like they're insane. In fact, they're just uneducated. Because we know that the money will come in when we need it, because we're all lined up. We are anticipating and excited about this deal. We know it's going to work. It doesn't matter. The money will come in at the last minute. Who cares? It'll come in. It'll all work out. It always does. We don't have to worry about the money. I didn't want to talk about where it's coming in. But can't we discuss the possibilities? And I go, no, we can't discuss it. Because if we're discussing the possibilities of where the money could possibly come from, we're going to be dealing with doubt, because where it's coming from, we can't even imagine right now. So it's a futile discussion to try to look at our radar screen and come up with options. And the money is coming from off our radar screen in ways and in methods and in circumstances that we couldn't even comprehend or imagine today. So there's no reason to have a stupid discussion about it. All we have to tell you is this. Here's our radar screen, okay? But by using my feelings, which means we're lined up, I can feel the money that's off our radar screen. I can feel it. How do I know it's there? How can I feel it? Because I'm so excited. We're all so excited about the deal. We know it's going to happen. It's a knowingness. That means the money's there. That means it's coming in. We don't have to worry about how. Do you understand that? That's how it works. So that's the basic procedure. Now let me give you one senior key point here. Success in life is nothing more than a decision away. It's a decision you make. And the decision is, in that conversation, by the way, virtually happened that I just described to you. Some of my colleagues here are laughing because they were there. Success is a decision away. When you make the decision to do it and you're in the sweet spot and you have your want, this is what I want, and you have high belief and you focus on it and you feel out of control excitement, that means it's going to happen. And all you do is you just make the decision. I don't care how. I don't know how. It doesn't seem like it could possibly happen based on the information that's on my radar screen. But it doesn't matter, because I'm going to do it. That's it, period. I made the decision. It's going to happen. And I feel perfect. My feelings tell me it's going to happen. Because it's going to happen, because my feelings tell me my belief is high and my desire is lined up with what's in my best good, and it's going to happen. At the right time, in the right way, it'll all work out perfect. And it'll work out in a way that I can't even think of right now. And if there's a twist or turn along the way that I don't anticipate, it doesn't mean that I'm not getting what I want. It means I am getting exactly what I need and what's best for me, because the universe is working everything together in my best need. I know that because I feel so good. So it comes down to this. If everything is energy, everything vibrates, and everything in your life is in your life because of law of attraction, which means you, with your own thoughts, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, have put out and transmitted frequencies, consciously or unconsciously, up until now, unconsciously probably. You've put out frequencies of what you want, and you've also put out frequencies of what you don't want. All the frequencies that you've transmitted from your brain, if you've transmitted them with power and intensity, over a long enough duration, those frequencies have manifested in your own life, which means you, and only you have created everything in your life. If you have disaster in your life, you created it. If you have good things in your life, you created it. If you have a divorce, you created it. If you have a car wreck tomorrow, you created it. Training balance scale. Your thoughts are 99.9% of it. Teachability index, what's your willingness to accept change? But what do you mean I created the car crash? I stopped at the red light. The guy behind me crashed into me. How did I create that? And here's the answer. You didn't think of a car crash. You didn't throw out car crash, car crash, car crash, car crash, car crash, car crash, car crash. You did not do that, probably. You may have, but it's unlikely. How did that occur? Real simple. When the guy crashed into you, you were parked, minding your own business, at the red light. You stopped at the red light. The guy crashed into you. Here's the question. How did you feel? I felt so frustrated. I felt like my whole day's ruined. I felt like I'm not going to be able to get everything I need done. I have to handle this car crash. I thought, I can't believe this is happening to me. That was my feeling. Okay, good. So here's what you, this is how you created that car crash. You were thinking about experiences or circumstances that gave you those similar feelings. Earlier, hours, days, weeks, or months, you were transmitting at some point throughout the day or night those feelings. So anytime anybody has a circumstance where they say, I got into this car crash, how did I create this? And I go, what feelings? Or I tripped down a flight of stairs, or I got fired from my job, something that appears to be negative. I go, what feelings did you get when that situation happened? And they give me a series of feelings. I go, what was the most prominent one? I go, good. Now, over the last few days or weeks, what have you been thinking about that gave you a similar feeling? And virtually instantaneously, they go, oh my gosh, yeah, I was thinking about my brother-in-law's problem or such and such situation that gave me a very similar feeling. And so the answer is, all the thoughts that you put out are vibrations. And if you're thinking of a situation, a negative situation that happened 20 years ago, that, oh, this guy screwed me in this business deal, guess what? You're going to be continue to have circumstances and events that come into your life that give you similar feelings. This is why relationships, people have bad relationships, they keep attracting the same type of person in their life. They can't attract anybody new because they keep focusing on the feelings that they got with the person that they were with. And that's what they're throwing out into the universe. Instead of defining what they want, they're focusing on what they didn't want to happen. And by focusing on when you didn't want to happen, that means you're still thinking about it. Remember, you get what you think about most of the time. If you're thinking about what you don't like, if you're thinking about what you don't want, if you're thinking about what you don't want to happen, that's what you are transmitting out of your brain, and you will get experiences and situations that give you the same feelings. Do you understand that? It's the feelings that you transmit. That's why some people put out a specific thing they want, but it's really the feeling that you want. And then what comes to you maybe isn't exactly the thing that you were transmitting, but you got a circumstance or thing or event or person put in your life that gave you the feeling that you were transmitting, which is what our ultimate objective is anyway, is feeling. The problem is, if you are focusing on bad feelings, you're going to get circumstances and events which give you similar bad feelings of frustration, disappointment, rage, anger, grief. Those are all going to be put into your experience and into your life. Think about it this way. Whatever you really, 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 really want and believe you can have, you'll get it. Because you have strong desire and your brain is going to be pulsating and transmitting powerful, intense vibrations of what you want. And if you have excitement and anticipation and you believe you'll get it, it'll come right in. But here's the opposite. Whatever you really, 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 really don't want, you'll also get that too. because that means you're focusing on it. That means you're thinking about it. And that means your brain is pulsating and transmitting vibrational frequencies of what you don't want and the feelings associated with it. And those will start coming into your experience as well. So when you understand that your brain, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is pulsating vibration, and it doesn't matter if it pulsates a vibration for a couple seconds or a couple minutes with low frequency or low intensity and low power, it's not going to come rushing in because you'll have counter-intention, more powerful ones which will counteract it, which is why you don't have to think about the 10 billion thoughts that you have every day. It's you get what you think about most of the time. So those little thoughts that you don't think about a lot, don't worry about them. And we're going to talk about the thought itself is not issue. It's how to regulate this on a very simplistic basis. But when you understand that your brain transmits vibrational frequency at various levels of intensity and power, and that's what you get into your experience, that means that you've created everything in your life. And here's the 10-second miracle. The 10-second miracle is that the moment that you understand that, you now take 100% responsibility for everything in your life. If you take 100% responsibility for everything in your life and know, without judgment, without getting mad, without getting frustrated or angry, just know that everything in your life you've created. And if you've created it, you can change it just as fast or faster. And when you know that, when you know that, and take 100% responsibility, your whole life changes. Because now you never will become a victim ever again. And you stop using what's called mysticism, which is blaming outside influences on your circumstances. The way the masses have been controlled is to get the masses to believe that it's not their fault. It's the government's fault. It's the economy. It's the banks. It's the interest rates. It's the political powers that be. It's their mother and father. It's the trauma they had when they were a child, when they fell off a runaway horse. That traumatized them and that affected them today. And they start saying it's this, it's that, it's this, it's that. It's not you. You're a victim. It's not your fault. That's how masses are controlled, to get the people to believe that it's not their fault. Because if you get them to believe it's not their fault, that their situation is not caused by them, you're telling them they have no power and no control to change it. And you keep them wallowing at a level where they never rise up. When you empower people, like I'm doing to you, and like what was done to me, when I was told and understood that I have 100% creative ability, that I'm a creator, and that I'm responsible for everything in my life, positive or negative, and whatever happened, I created it, and there's nothing to worry about, no big deal, because if I created a disaster, I can just as easily use my brain, emit frequencies, and turn that disaster into the greatest triumph of all time, faster and with more gusto, and I can enjoy the process. And I can absolutely have the most fun playing this game we call living on Earth. It frees you when you know that you have that power and that you are, in fact, the creator of your own destiny and the creator of your own experience. You need to take 100% responsibility. So there's a couple key points here. The first question is, how do you increase desire? How do you increase that I really want it? On the list that we did earlier, there's a lot of things. If I were to ask the intensity that you really wanted these things, do you have a burning desire for any of them? A lot of people say, you know, I don't have a burning desire for anything. How do you get a burning desire? How do you increase the burning desire? Because when you have a burning desire for things, life becomes a lot more fun. The answer, the easiest way, there's actually a couple ways. But The easiest way is to reduce doubt that you'll get it. The reason you don't have a strong burning desire is because you doubt that you'll get it. So if you increase belief, which is in effect reducing doubt that you'll get it, burning desire goes up. So that's a very important key. We're going to talk how to do that in a moment. Now, what exactly is doubt or lack of belief? In effect, it's you looking at the other side of the training balance scale, focusing on the how. Doubt or belief is you looking at your radar screen and only looking at what you can see. You're looking at the current facts. And if you were to only look at the facts, you would easily doubt, because you could say that this can't happen based on this information, and it's true. So the key is you have to understand that 99.9% of the stuff is off the radar screen and you can't see it, but you can feel what's there. You can learn how to feel what's there. So just know that when you want something, if you look at your radar screen and try to figure out a way it's going to happen, just know that there won't be a way. So don't be upset or shocked by it. Just even admit it right up the get-go. Whatever you want, saying, look, there's probably no way for me to looking at the facts in my life right now or looking at all the information I see on my radar screen. There's nothing that can justify me believing I can get this. There's no rational reason. There's no way. There's no facts that can show me that there's any method, any way that I can get this. And I know that because I can only see my radar screen. But I know that 99% of the stuff is off the radar screen. I can't see it. I know it's there, and I know law of attraction works. So I know if I do this, all that stuff will start moving in manners which I couldn't even comprehend or calculate. And it will come into my existence in ways I couldn't even imagine. So when I deal with people and we're looking at situations, I had a friend of mine who had a major legal problem and he was owed huge amounts of money. And he said, I need this money. I can't pay my bills. And based on my lawyers and the way the courts are going and everything, there's no way this is going to settle for at least 12 months. And I need the money within a couple months. There's just no way it's going to settle. And then he said, but I'm going on a vacation because I know it'll all work out. I have no idea how. He says, and it's going to be really interesting and amusing to me when it does work out, because I'm curious to see how the universe is going to make it work out for me. So I don't need to worry about it. I'm going on a vacation. And he took off. And within a few weeks, I got a phone call while he was on holiday, having a great time, enjoying himself, feeling good. And by the way, when you're feeling good, you're not thinking about what you don't want. If you're thinking about what you don't want, you're putting out vibrations of what you don't want and you're getting it. So that's why I said earlier in the session, the number one goal is always feel good now. Because if you're feeling good, you're never putting out vibrations of things you don't want. So while he was feeling really, really good, he was only putting out positive vibrations into the universe, which were making his dreams come to him faster. He had no blockages, no counter intentions. And thus, he called me and said, I got a miracle. I have no idea how it happened. My attorneys can't figure it out, but the deal is done. I got my money. I mean, it was no surprise to me, because that's how it worked. Now, if he was feeling horrible, it wouldn't have worked out. He could have said all day long, it's going to work out fine, but as long as he felt horrible, that means he was putting out vibrations of what he didn't want. So doubt is when you're looking off the radar screen. Doubt is looking off the radar screen. So if we break this down to one final concept in the session, it's this. You must always, always, always focus on one thing. If you want to make this super simple, you focus on one thing every day, every minute of the day, and that is, how am I feeling? If you're not feeling good, if you're feeling frustrated or angry or depressed or unstable or unsure or confused or fatigued, drained, exhausted, grieving, if you're in emotional pain, if you're not feeling good, there's only two thoughts, feeling good and feeling bad, and all degrees of that. If you're not feeling good, which means if you're feeling bad to any degree, if you're feeling bad to any degree, the question is, what are you doing? Here's what's happening. If you're feeling bad to any degree, A, you are thinking about what you don't want, which means your brain is transmitting a frequency of what you don't want. That's number one. Number two, you may be thinking about what you want, but you doubt you'll get it. You believe you won't get it, which in effect means you're thinking about what you don't want. So anytime you're feeling bad, it always comes down to one thing. You're thinking about what you don't want to happen. And it breaks down two ways. You're thinking about specifically what you don't want, or you're thinking about what you want, but the emphasis is you're doubting you'll get it, which means, in effect, you're thinking about what you don't want. So always, 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 anytime you're feeling bad, just know that you're thinking about what you don't want or doubting what you want. And so the question then is, how do I feel better? How do I, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, always feel good to varying degrees? And if I do feel bad, what is the specific thing I can do so that I feel good? Now, let me tell you the point that you're at. You're just starting this. Law of attraction says whatever frequency that you transmit from your brain, a matching frequency will be attracted. What first happens is when you transmit a frequency, let's say black Cadillac, black Mercedes, or new car, whatever it is you're transmitting. The first thing that gets attracted are matching thoughts. So the first thing that gets attracted are matching thoughts. When the matching thoughts keep coming in, that means the power and intensity of your transmission gets stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and more intense and more intense and more intense. And the duration of that transmission gets longer and longer and longer and longer and longer. And when it reaches the tipping point, that's when the physical manifestation happens and you actually see it and touch it with your own hands. But before you see it and touch it with your own hands, the first thing that happens is when you consciously transmit that thought and consciously add power and intensity to it, which is strong desire, strong belief, anticipation, excitement, other thoughts begin to come in. And they could be thoughts like this, like new car. And the first thing could be you start seeing the car you're looking, you start seeing them everywhere. You start transmitting that new car. And all of a sudden, you're picking up ads. Lowest interest rates on car loans in the last 25 years. And you're thinking, you know, boy, these interest rates. New lease programs available. And you're transmitting the thought, new car, new car, new car, new car, new car. And all of a sudden, you're driving down the road, it says, home-based business, new car program available. We make the payments for you. And you're like, wait a minute, I could buy. And then you say, you know, I could probably do a home-based. And now all of a sudden, things start coming into your radar screen. And you start thinking of, oh, wait a minute. And your belief starts going up. And that little ball of energy for new car gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And as the energy, which is thoughts, as the thoughts pile on one another, the ball of energy for new car gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And the bigger the ball of energy, which is just a whole bunch of thoughts, gets bigger, the stronger the magnetic pull for more like-minded thoughts. And so faster and bigger thoughts keep coming in. Thoughts come in faster and bigger. And that ball of energy gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And the bigger it gets, the stronger the magnetic pull, which means more similar thoughts come in faster and bigger. It's exponential. And you get this big, huge thing, and your belief keeps going higher and higher. Your anticipation keeps going higher and higher. And this big ball of energy gets bigger and bigger and more powerful and stronger. And your transmission gets more powerful and more intense. And the duration of that transmission, instead of being 20 minutes a day, it's now all you're consumed. You have an obsession with this new car and the anticipation of it coming in your experience, even though you have no idea how it's going to happen, gets bigger and bigger. And you're smiling all day and whistling. And all of a sudden, in 3 weeks, you would drive away in that brand new car. And someone says, how could you afford that? And you would say, it's the funniest thing. You wouldn't believe it. I was walking down the road, and I saw a briefcase lying against the building. And it was just sitting there. And I picked it up, and there was a guy's name and phone number. He had a business card attached to the briefcase. And I called him up from my cell phone, and I said, sir, I'm sitting here on the street, and I got this briefcase, and the guy says, oh my God, I didn't know where I left it. I don't know how I lost it. Oh, thank you. You have no idea. My whole life is in that briefcase. Where can I meet you? What can I do to repay? Oh, nothing, sir. I just found the briefcase. Let me pick it up. I'll be there in 20 minutes. And the guy comes, picks up the briefcase, and says, you know, I can't believe you're such a good Samaritan. You didn't even open the briefcase. I didn't have it locked, but you have no idea what I had in here as valuables, and I want to give you a reward. Oh, no, sir, I don't need a reward. No, please, please, let me give you a reward. And the guy gave me a check for $50,000. And I hopped in my car, and I went down to the Mercedes dealership. I traded in my car, put down a down payment. I got lower payments now than I had before with my old car. I got a brand new car, and I got cash in the bank. That story, by the way, actually happened. Absolute true story. Absolute true story. And so the reason I bring this up is, right now, you have been using the law of attraction the opposite way. You have been thinking mostly negative thoughts. Oh, I could never make that happen. Oh, that could never work for me. Oh, this won't happen. Oh, that. And the more negative thinking that you do, the negative thoughts or negative transmissions, which attract other negative thoughts, which attract more negative thoughts, and you have a black ball of negative energy. And that ball has magnetic pull and power. So it attracts negative thoughts and forces you by law of attraction to think more negative thoughts, to be almost by habit. And you actually have neural pathways that developed in your brain that are negative patterns. And so over time, you right now probably have this huge mammoth block of energy that you're carrying around of negative thoughts. And you have these huge, well-grooved neural pathways in your brains, which make it so easy. As a matter of fact, let me tell you the good news. You are unconsciously competent when it comes to thinking negative. It happens automatically for you. You're a genius at thinking negative. You're brilliant. You are so proficient at instantly thinking a negative thought and thinking why it won't work, why it won't work, why that can't happen, and coming up with all the reasons why things won't happen and focusing on what you don't want. You're brilliant. You've been doing it your whole life. So when you start doing this technique, you're starting off with a very small positive ball, which means you have to be consciously competent. And the more you focus on the positive, the negative ball will only continue to attract things if you engage it by thinking that way. So when you start thinking of the positive, you're now developing new neural pathways. The old neural pathways are trying to pull you. That negative ball of energy, like a magnet, is pulling you to think that way because that's your pattern, that's your habit. So conscious competence is required for about a month of doing this. So you start developing new neural pathways and start getting that positive ball bigger and bigger and bigger. And as it gets bigger, it starts attracting. And the negative ball of energy starts diminishing. And so its attractive power starts getting less. And so over time, your habits and patterns of thinking negative and the neural pathways that have been grooved so much about thinking negative start losing all their power. And you start becoming more habitual thinking positive. You start thinking positive unconsciously, competently, automatically. And the magic will happen in your life the day and the moment that positive ball gets bigger than that negative ball, which means for the first time in your life, probably, the positive energy, the positive thoughts, such as, oh, I can make that happen. Oh, I don't know how, but listen, I know how this works. This can happen. Oh, good things always happen to me. I'm lucky. When you start thinking and believing those statements, listen, I don't know how it's going to work out. Oh, this may look bad. Believe me, it'll all turn out just fine. When you say something like that and completely believe it in your core, when that positive ball gets bigger than the negative ball, there's a shift. Like a titanic earthquake in your being. You're now thinking more positive than negative. You have crested. A shift had occurred. Everything in your life then changes. It's the moment that you wake up. And that's why we say success is a decision away. That's the day when you make the decision. That's when you say, I'm going to do it. That's it, period. I don't care what the circumstances say. I don't care what the facts say. I'm going to do it. That's it, period. Watch my stuff, baby. Oh, it doesn't matter what people say, what people think. It doesn't matter what the facts say. I have no idea of how. I don't know how. My radar screen tells me it's impossible. Ha 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 ha. Oh man, it's going to be interesting to see how this thing actually works out because it's going to work out just fine. And you start feeling so unbelievably powerful and confident, and you start feeling so joyful and blissful, and you start skipping, and you start waking up in the morning and jumping out of bed and singing a tune and go, I don't know why I'm so happy. I have no idea why, but I am. Everything in my life is going terribly wrong. Why am I so happy? And the reason is because I know it'll all just work out fine. Everything will turn around and I have no idea how, but I just know it will. And that's when your life becomes magical. That's why it's so vitally important to focus on feeling good now. Feeling good now. There are a bunch of techniques and specific things to feel good now, which I'm going to share with you. And some of them are, well, all of them are things that we've done within the society members to varying degrees. But we're going to start showing you now how to really apply this and wrap it up all together. Let's take a short break. And for those listening to the CD, this is the end of the CD, and we'll come back on the next CD.